Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
All right, thanks for watching Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy. The sprinklers might be on now, but Bob, just a little bit ago, this place was buzzing with training camp action. What are your takeaways? We're back to football. How do you feel?
Well, I feel great. And first of all, I'm sure the players would have appreciated those sprinklers during practice.
It was a little warm earlier.
And as expected, though, despite the weather conditions, the heat out here, great turnout of fans. They were very excited, of course, showing their support for Tom Brady, reacting to a Brady to Gronk or Brady to Bennett touchdown pass. Same goes for Jimmy Garoppolo. We had a chance to watch the Patriots, almost the full complement of them, go through the early paces of training camp, though we did see some guys out there on the PUP list in various activities, including Julian Edelman and Danny Amendola. And so my takeaway from today is that in watching those various activities by those various players, again, all in different stages of their rehab and recovery, as Bill Belichick told us yesterday, I think they are all still very encouraging signs for this team.
When you say encouraging signs, Bob, it's just day one, and we talked to the players after practice, and they said exactly that. It's not even August yet. But as you look forward to day two, to day three, to these joint practices, what did you see from today that you can maybe implement when you're looking at those practices later?
For me, it's guys moving around to different spots. We talked a lot about it in the spring. For example, there was Rob Ninkovich playing off the line. Now, today he worked out primarily with the defensive ends. But let's see this weekend where his positioning is on defense primarily. Or you take a look at the offensive line. Does a guy like a Ted Karras, for example, out of Illinois, who's primarily a guard, draft choice this year, with a little bit of experience at center, does he have a chance to make this team as a potential guard slash center? And how does that factor into the competition on the interior of the offensive line? And you go around position by position, and those are the kind of different storylines that I'll be looking for this weekend.
All right, well, you know, today's the first day, and again, the story is that the fans and the players all getting back into football. Did you see any fan signs you liked, Bob?
There was certainly a sign that I think would be a nice slogan for this team to try to make come to fruition. It was a sign with a picture of Tom Brady and championship rings, I believe, from afar.
Okay.
And it essentially spelled out the drive for five. And
like
certainly
that's
the rallying cry. Although the players are going to say it's day by day. They're not thinking about Super Bowl 51.
No, it's on
their
minds.
A lot of those people who were in the stands were. One other footnote, too, speaking of driving, of course, Nate Ebner, the Patriots safety, special teams
Absolutely.
Ace, going for gold in Rio for the U.S. rugby team. Matthew Slater normally wears number 18. But today,
we
Matthew
picked
Slater.
Picked up on that today.
Yeah. Number 43. I guess in deference
well, you know,
and honor
yesterday,
of his guy, Nate Ebner.
Right, yesterday he said in his press conference that he was looking for a Nate Ebner rugby jersey, so maybe this is as close as he can get right now. So, Bob, any other takeaways you want to point out before we head into day two of training camp?
Sure. When we talk about looking ahead, too, let's look for Jamie Collins on the field. Mm-hmm. Didn't see him today, number 91. Reports are initially that the team was aware that he was going to be absent, according to Tom Curran, I think was the first reporter from Comcast Sportsnet New England. Mm-hmm. So you look for Jamie Collins to be back along with Dante Hightower and the rest of that line. Back in core, hopefully tomorrow, at least certainly by this weekend.
All righty. Well, until then, I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy. See you next time.